What happened? I can't see. By the gods, where are my sisters? Sisters? Sisters, where are you? Something is wrong. My hands are bound. Something's over my eyes. I don't understand. This must mean... Does this mean... We lost? We lost the fight for our home. Am I the only one? The only one left? Who's there? I hear so many feet. So many of you. Damn it. You broken things. You so-called knights. You false heroes. You've come to finish the job then. Cowards. You come as a pack. I dare one of you. I'm without my bow. I'm without a sword. I'm without even my hands free. Even my sight is constrained. Why then are your feet so still now? You fear my tail, perhaps? You know I can snap a man's leg with it. You fear, despite everything. If I get it around you, that this is the end for you. You know, you beasts, that I would squeeze the life from you. You fear the snakes of my hair. Even my pets are more man than you lowly things. Have you no bravery? Come on, then! Bastards! I know I got one of you. I got one of you in the ankle. Where is he? Let me hear his screams of pain. Do not grab my hair! Damn you all to Hades! Damn you! My snakes cannot pierce your gauntlet. Brute! You have me. Go then. Slice my throat. Finish this! Why? Why does your blade hesitate? Do you think I have anything to give you? Surely, you barbarians do not believe the false stories. The ones you tell in your cities. Any treasure you believe us to have, you have already seen. I have nothing to give you for my life. Your laughter will not make me beg for my life, humans. I have nothing more to say. What is the fate of my sisters? Do it then, cowards. Do it. Why do you hesitate, invader? I have a way out. An offer for me, you say? As in a truce? Speak straight with me, human, if you want a straight answer. The same deal you offered my sisters. To what? You filthy, low-born, unclean creatures! This is the choice you leave to me? The choice my sisters had to decide for? Yes, I am aware the head of a Gorgon is a prize to make each of you a fable among your human cities. No. I will not say that. Damn you, beast! Remove your blade from my serpents! Please. If I don't give you head, you will take mine? Your laughter means nothing to me, soldiers. It means nothing. I will not struggle. You may release your weight from my tail. Yes, I understand the blindfold will stay on. I suppose you have planned this better than I've given you credit for. Well then? Stop squeezing my hair, you jackal! I will move my head where you like. You, the one with your person against me from behind, my serpents in your gauntlet hand. I consent. I agree. Do not wrench me. I will not struggle. So, I'm here for what you asked. Humans, who among you... Oh. Yes. I will watch my teeth. You do not need to worry for my fangs. We can be quite astute in their use. Put it back in. I will show you I can suck half your manhood with nary a scratch. There. I feel you already tense there. Already your muscles tensing, your blood pumping. Yes. Yes, I can hear it. I can sense you twitching, human. Are you embarrassed to be so quick in front of your comrades? I need only lick. Once or twice. There, there. This will not take long at all. Who's next, then? Who's next? You! The gloves one! Perhaps you're next. I can sense you behind me, pushing against my back as you wrench my serpents. You're enjoying directing me, are you? What do you need of me? To enjoy it. Moan for you. Beasts. Fine. It will only speed up my freedom. My conquerors. Who wishes to be pleased next? Who can last a little longer for me? Or can you? Yes. Yes, I feel you there against my face. Let me rub my lips along the side of your cock, human. Let me trace these soft lips from your base to your head. And just suck on the head. Is that moan for me? Yes. Be good for me. Rock your hips gently. Very gently. That's it. You're a little smaller than our Minuteman. Let's see what I can do with you. Push deeper. Let me slide all of you into my soft mouth and show you what a gorgon's tongue can alone do. Let me swirl your cock while you push it into the entire confines of my mouth. How was that, human? You'll be hard-pressed to find one of your weak females who can make that magic happen for you. I can smell how alert you all are. So strange how your hands have dismissed your swords and your focus moves from death to something else. If I have not shown my compliance to your viciousness yet, my human conquerors, Let me prove it further. Remove my hands from these binds. Your leader can keep as firm a gauntlet on my serpents as need be. But with my hands free, I can attend to more of you. So, boys, what do we think? You've made the right decision. There we are. I can't do anything about the texture of my hands, I'm afraid, but you'll find them less rough than you imagined. And all the more talented than anything you can hope for. There. One hand each around two new suitors. I want to hear you surrender sounds to me, my young men. I can detect and sense things your human women cannot. I can sense, even with the blindfold, the moment you close your eyes when I apply just the right amount of pressure. Listen to my poisoned honey voice as I moan for you, stroking you. Oh, back and forth. Squeezing gently at the thickness of the base, and then sliding my hand as I glide to the head. Oh, yes. Those are the sounds I wanted. Do you know that you each prefer it differently? You, the younger one to my right. You like it faster. Is this not true? Oh, yes it is. I can feel your heart racing. Do please try and last a bit longer. Perhaps I can pump slower. Yes. Can you hold it? What if I say, fuck me. Fuck me. Take what you have won. Claim your prize, you so-called knights. I like this cock, young one. The one in my left hand is thicker, but... oh, your curve. I can almost imagine what it would look like. How foolish of me. No, don't worry, men. I will not stop stroking. But it appears I have forgotten this is not what my mouth is for today. Not how you asked me to play for you. I can feel a cock longing and big against my cheek. And I can smell. I can smell the smell of your wife on you, my conqueror. Please, show me. Show me that taste and slide it into my mouth. Fill out my mouth in a wonderful way, my adventurer. Dare I admit that not all of this is an act. Running my tongue along the shaft of your cock. It leaves my chest. Sleeping. You are a bit of a different sort than the rest, aren't you? I can tell. Accustomed to filling the mouths of women. Fuck me. Perhaps there are those of you our own legends speak of unjustly. Brute, Captain, you who hold my hair, won't you remove my breasts from the cloth that runs around them? I wish for him to view me. Yes. By Artemis, it feels good. Now let me focus on you, Knight. Let me slide my hands up and down each of you a little faster, and watch my face, watch my mouth, watch as my spit builds over this cock as this hero abuses me. Making my spit run down all the way to my breasts, sir. There's no need to lean in so softly. I can tell what you want. Yes, your whispers tell it true. Halfway down, up and down, quickly. Sloppy, full of spit. Yes. Oh, yes, my adventurer. Yes. Oh, I do not blame you men on either side of me. Oh, it was a bit too much, was it not? Your cum has hit me all across my arms, even on my neckline. Oh, was it too much to see our gentleman hero who's having his way with my mouth? I'm not your wife. Shove your cock into my throat and make use of me for yourself. Now that I have my hands free, I can trace my claws along the edge of your war boots. Just like that. Would it help if I pretended to try and push you off, hero? You're becoming less and less the gentleman. Go ahead. Move my head. Now you're working me. Don't hesitate, my little pretty. I know. See, I know you. I know you more than the women you think you pick to spend your life with. Here, my not-so-gentle gentleman. Let's have me take the entire length of your manhood into my throat. And stick it there. Choke me with it. Make my eyes tear up. Make me cry until you explode. Until I can slowly, holding you bit by bit, pull you out and swallow every drop. Don't hold back now. Push it in. I can hear some of my conquerors have taken a seat. Gauntlets are being removed. Dare I say your hands need to touch? The scrape of metal just no longer will do. I suppose I best return to my labors for you heroes. Then, Olympus above, forgive me if some of you recover before I finished my job. For I know there are two of you who have yet to spill your seed, and whose bodies can no longer writhe against the fantasy of taking this opportunity. There is you, my broken one. I must confess, I'm beginning to feel quite poorly for breaking your ankle earlier. Here, all of you rushed in to torment me, and yet only one was struck, and you've been there, in hot pain, confused as your body betrays you, as you watch your brothers in arms delight in a manner of pleasure. Certainly, it is not fair. I will attend to you with a special gift. If my dark lord who holds my hair will allow, let me slither to the youth near the wall. Let us move together. He need only prop himself against the wall for me to take care of him, poor thing. I've been quite a bitch, haven't I? Well, we have an honest deal for my life, and I will make it up to you. No need for your hands to tremble across the hilt of your sword, boy. You don't need to be afraid. I'll take care of you. I'll make it special for you. We need only place your already painfully hardened cock between my breasts and cradle it softly with a sympathetic hand. Now how does that feel? That's what I thought. Let me heat you with the sticky sweetness of my spit. Oh my. My wounded warrior. I just cannot help myself. Mm. will slide between me and by the idol of your group's eye. Let us give you something that they have yet to feel. Move your hips as I push these tits together and slowly, softly, oh, sweetly move up and down your manhood. And to you, my captor, to the man who snuck behind me and snagged my hair, who cruelly put the pommel of your sword into my back, who stepped with his full weight on my tail, bent my serpents forward with his gauntlet, and so opened me a surrendered trophy to your men. What will I gift to you? Here, let me slow the pace of my movement against the wounded boy. Let me concentrate for you, you cruel thing, what you get for capturing me. I shall show you the magic we are most loathsome to dare hint at. Watch as my tail bends and flows, and wiggles and separates. Watch as I unveil something my sisters and I would swear in hushed whispers we never would. Watch as a round ass and thick thighs are loosed from the still image of a snake into the rocking body of a woman. Pussy wet, dripping with the anticipation of you taking what you are so sorely owed. Our most insidious of secrets, our curse from Olympus above. We can take this form when we wish, though we protest to each other we never would. I can do nothing for the occasional scale texture. My conqueror. But I think the shape of this round ass, I think the softness of my pussy will be enough to rob you of your senses. Oh. Down, please. I took a form to be tight around you, for you to explore slowly. You do not wish to hurt me. Or perhaps you do. Yes, yes. I knew what form to take to make your eyes full and your nerves hot. We're not insensitive to the gaze of man. I chose a thick, round ass that will bounce for you with each thrust, my cruel, cruel master. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, take me. Oh, my master. You're causing me to lose concentration of your wounded friend. You're fucking me so hard, so roughly. I can't concentrate on both of you. Broken one, you'll have to enjoy the view. I fear his hands on my hips, so hard. My body bucking against him. Ugh. Oh. Harder. Oh, take it out on me. Pull my head back. Ooh, make me arch and my ass bounce. Please, my cursed enemy. Oh, I can feel my juices making your cock slippery and wet. Fuck me hard. Oh, get out that violence. Oh, yes. Oh, banish my curses of the world of men from my lips. Oh, I can feel you tensing and writhing. Oh, slow down. Oh, yes, slow. Let me ride the length of your shaft. Just myself tightening upon you. Rest your rapid movement. Oh, good. Good man. Oh, good. Listen to my honeyed words. Look at the eyes of each of your own men upon you as I slowly allow myself to spread around every inch of your cock. Slower. 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 You're so close. I promise I will make an Elysium for you to come in me. As you watch the poetry of me moving faster and faster. My face bending to the floor with my hands, my free fingers to the crown of my head. Prepare. To die. Foolish children of Zeus. Toy soldiers of the simple cities and monuments of this broken world. So tactical. So strategic. So brutish in your war, and so stupid. So blind. So easily taken in your triumph. Now your countenance reflects only a stony gaze. Your bodies turned to statues. Testaments to your weakness. And my body, bruised, beaten, wet. My body lusts in your failure.